This is going to be a little bit of an add-on to this week in history class. We have an extra history extra for you, which is my fault. I apologize. But this is going to be a little bit more on the Beatles from Carter. Logan and Carter worked together, and I kind of blew it. So thanks to Carter and Logan for getting theirs done. And again, here is Carter with his take on the Beatles.
I'm going to talk a little more about the cultural impact of the music from the Beatles. They had their first performance at Liverpool in 1957. These were the early years that led to gaining more of a successful band. After Epstein took over, the Beatles ventured back to the UK to make numerous appearances on British television. It was the beginning of Beatlemania. Beatlemania was something brand new to society. It brought a whole new meaning to the word rock and roll. Soon after the Beatles performed in the US and remained in the top five for pop singles for the majority of the decade, leaving a huge impact in the States. This was known as the British Invasion. At many of these concerts, they would sing some of their greatest hits, but would also sing some of the great American rock and roll hits. Once the Beatles recognized their world popularity, their best songs came out. Some of the greatest hits of the Beatles were Hey Jude, Can't Buy Me Love, All My Love, and This Boy. In their prime, they released their best albums, The White Album, Abbey Road, Revolver, and Help. In the United States, the Beatles' highest platinum is Abbey Road, labeled Apple. It has 12 times platinum and is 15th overall for the most sold in the U.S.